10 to 60 volunteers track prices on 16 common grocery items. The results this time surprised them. In the first quarter of the year, those items cost $39.32. In the second quarter, those 16 items set the shoppers back $43.22, more than the national average. The Missouri Farm Bureau's Diane Olson, who's been running these market basket surveys for several years, cannot remember Missouri food prices ever being above the national average. Who's getting the money? Olson says the farmer is getting the same 22 cents on the dollar the farmer's gotten for years. She doesn't want to say the answer is the middleman, but
they are only getting 22 cents of every dollar we spend for food, and they're spending more to get that food to us in the raw product than it's got to be going somewhere else. And so it does have to be packaged, it has to be processed, and those prices are higher, too, because of the energy costs. So they're being absorbed somewhere.
Ultimately by the consumer, leading the way, higher prices for milk and cheese, apples, potatoes, and most meat items. She thinks higher energy costs felt last year are being felt now, and are seeing the impact of the spring freeze. Bob Purdy, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.